Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
3 minutes, an exciting time in the NASCAR world. 16 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup drivers with championship aspirations get rolling this Sunday with the first round of 16 playoff race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That's 2 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. And one of those drivers, Chase Elliott, joins us now. Chase, it's great to have you back on 3HL, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, you guys are coming off one of the more interesting weekends at Indy. I know we're going to talk about the playoffs, but did you like no qualifying, no practice, just jump in the car and go?
Yeah, I enjoy it, man. I saw a lot of people this weekend. You know, there's no need for 2 or 3 days of practice and so on. So it really didn't change the results. I didn't think the same people ran really good. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Your spot in the playoffs was set with that win at Watkins Glen. I'm going to tell you, my whole family stood in the living room and watched the last 30-plus laps of that race, literally stood up and cheered. What an amazing finish. And I know that's your first win, and you'll remember it for a lot of reasons, but that was just an amazing finish to that race.
I appreciate it. I love hearing the stories of people, you know, watching the race. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Obviously, a special day, one I won't forget. And, you know, it's something that I tried to enjoy and really embrace. So, yeah, looking forward to moving on down the road now. You know, that's the thing. It's kind of done and over with, and you have to look forward to the next one.
Can I ask you, though, about the last lap when you wheel hopped? Because my wife and I are watching. I said, you know, the one thing you got to do is just watch the turns. And when you wheel hopped and went just slightly off the course, what was going through your mind as that happened? And I remember you getting out of the car and saying, I just knocked it out of gear at that point.
Yeah, I just thought I gave it away, basically. So, that's not what you're looking for, so don't do that.
Well, an amazing afternoon, and Jimmy Johnson, you know, your dad being there spotting Jimmy Johnson pushing you into victory lane also added to, you know, the legendary lore that will go on and leave memories for people of that day. You mentioned your trip to Indy, and you said, gosh, the same guys get up there and run fast every week. Harvick, Busch, and Truex have won 17 combined this year. How amazing is it what those three guys have accomplished?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't even know because I've never done it, so I have no idea. But, you know, it was hard enough for me to win one. I couldn't imagine, you know, those guys having the season they're having is incredible. And hopefully one day we can have that kind of season. But, you know, there's still a lot of racing left, and, you know, maybe we can get it turned around and to catch up to those guys. But, yeah, it's a tough thing to do. It's not easy, and they're making it look just that.
As the playoffs start, obviously you know the three guys that you got to beat. I know to a certain extent you compete with yourself to be the best you can every week, but does that help you just to see what's in front of you? I mean, you've been to every track multiple times in your career, and you know the three guys that are probably going to be favorites everywhere you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know each week the guys are going to be fast, and that, you know, typically doesn't change. So, you just gotta have to go do your thing and hope that you hit on everything right when you get there.
The first three tracks, again, Chase Elliott, our guest here on 3HL, the first three tracks in the playoffs are at Las Vegas, Richmond, and Charlotte. You finished in the top three at all three of these tracks. What kind of challenges do you see, especially starting in Las Vegas this week?
Yeah, you know, Vegas is an interesting place. We typically only race there one time a year, so to go there twice is definitely different. But it's a fun place. You know, a mile and a half. Typically, groove moves around a good bit when it's hot out. It's going to be hot this weekend. So, I don't know. We'll get there and see.
I know you're a big Georgia sports fan, Atlanta sports fan. How much have you enjoyed this run the Braves have been on?
Yeah, I love it. You know, they hopefully they can, you know, kind of keep their heads above water and get through these next few weeks, or, yeah, I guess 2 weeks and have a good road trip. This is an important one we're on right now, so hopefully I can finish it off and get the division.
Your Georgia Bulldogs also look to be top-level contenders again this year. I'll ask you, how tough was that championship game last year for you, but how encouraged are you about this season?
Yeah, devastating for sure. So, yeah, I don't know. Who knows, you know, what will happen. That's a tough thing. You know, obviously, to be good is one thing, but to have the things go your way to make it to the championship like that is another. It's more than just being really good. You know, there's just so many circumstances and things that have to follow your direction. They certainly did for them last year all the way up until the final one. But, yeah, I think they're obviously very talented again. Obviously, they are seeming to be doing the right things. And, you know, from a fan's perspective, that's great. So I'll be pulling for them.
I know that I saw on social media you acknowledged the passing of Burt Reynolds. And he was a guy that he was special to a lot of people, but race fans loved him because in a lot of movies you drove fast cars, including I think you referred to him as Stroker from his Stroker Ace role, maybe in your tweet. His big time in the movies and in Hollywood was obviously before you were born, but obviously he was a guy that you knew about and wanted to pay tribute to.
Yeah, what a shame. You know, that was what a great actor that, like you said, I feel like had a pretty big tie to the racing community just because he played in so many racing type movies or, you know, something with a fast car like you referenced. So, I hated to hear about that. I never had a chance to meet him or anything, but I was certainly always a big fan and hated to see it.
The Mountain Dew spot that you got out is a hoot. Was that fun to film? Because it sure is a fun commercial.
Yeah, it was good. They've been a good partner. Glad we got a commercial like that out and running. So I had some fun with it, and hopefully everybody enjoys it.
How much have you enjoyed running in the number 9? I think the last time we had you on, we talked about you making the transition into that number and how important it is to your family.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's kind of been my number for a long time.
Sure.
So it feels right to be back in that direction.
All right. Sunday afternoon, the NASCAR Chase gets started 2 p.m. Las Vegas Motor Speedway on NBC Sports Network. Chase, I got to tell you, man, it was great seeing you get your first win. It's great seeing you get this shot in the playoffs again, and we'll certainly be pulling for you.
I appreciate you. Have a good day.
At Chase Elliott on Twitter. Love that dude. 615-737-1045, always the number, at 3HL1045, Titans and Texans coming up. Still thinking about that Miami Dolphins game, man. It's hard to shake. The goal yesterday was to get it all out, to release.
I felt better when I went home.
You did?
I did. I felt bad when I got here and better when I went home.
Okay, well, that's honesty. That's good.